Blog Talk Radio.
Out in the street, they call it
Discipleship Radio.
And when they would come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Out in the street, they call it.
Discipleship Radio.
In the Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e., the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15 and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion, in the city of Dawid, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene. Our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church.
Yes. Greetings. Shalom, Chavarim, Erev Tov, right here. Thursday podcast, Upper Room of Zion podcast. Give thanks to the Rastafari Israelites, live stream on the YouTube right there. You know, still working out some of the technological kinks right there. They're there. You know, let us know, you know, if it's, you know, just chat in the text right there. You know, but we're working on it. So right here, as we resume the sabbatical studies here, the Shabbat strong here in the season, reason for the season right here, we have Bereishis, the first reading. First reading in the Shemester here, first sabbatical study, the Shabbat strong coming forward for the Shabbat, Shabbat Bereishis. Here we also have today's daily psalm, according to royal order. Yeah, today's daily psalm, Psalm 50, the 50th psalm. So we're going to ride up right here for the upper room podcast.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
And so right here for the evening psalm, point psalm right here, we have Psalm 80, 81 for the fifth day of the Shabuah. As we resume here, the fifth day of the week known as Thursday, Psalm 81 has a theme right here, Lehi Torer Yisrael, to wake up, Yisrael, wake up, Yasharala, wake up, Israel. Hear the Hebrew.
It is the fifth day of the week. And we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81. And again, it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ramnazeha al Hagetit La Asaf Haninu Lelohim Uze Haru Lelohe Yaakov Sou, Zemra, Utnetov, Kino, Naim, Evnavel. Tiku, Vahoresh, Shofa, Bakese, Layom, Hage. Ki, Ho, La Yisrael, Hu, Mishpot Lelohe Yaakov Edut Bihosef Sam Bezit Alweet Mizraim Sofat Lo Yadati Eshma Hasiroti Misavel Shikim Kape Midud Tavona Batzara Karata Vahalze Im Basita Raam Echan Alme Mviva Sela Shema Ame Veeda Ba Yisrael Im Tishmale Lo Yiye V El Za Vilo Tishtahave Leel Neha Anoke Yahava Elohe Hamaal Me'eret Mizraim Hahefpe Va'amale Veloshama Ame Lakole Bi'Yisrael Lo Avale Va'ashache Bishwerut Leba Yaku Bimoazote Lu Ame Shomea Li Yisrael Birwake Yahaleko Kimat Oeve Aknea Val Zore Ashiv Yadi Mazane Yahava Yaka Hashulo Vihe Ita Lolam Vaya Akile Mehalev Heta Umizur Devash Asbeye
Mehi Torer Yisrael to wake up Yisrael. Here Psalm 81, the Targum, the KJV Hebrew highlight.
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lam natseyah al hagittit le asaf.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzenu. Harninu lelohim uzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
Lelohe Yaakov. Harninu.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, satisfied,
you know we are
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of Zion, what they beyond, distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Rise, say it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, kept the Maui Hala Selassie, the first will reign. The opener of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering, it's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room.
Never run, never run, never run. Ethiopia.
For they shall be an oration of thy father, and for my son, my son, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother.
Up there in up there in up there in
So here on the Thursday podcast for the Upper Room, up, give thanks, Mahalia Jackson, the Upper Room of Zion. Here on the Thursday podcast right here, got about a day or so to go, the Shabbat coming forward here, first Shabbat of the semester here for Bereishis. So we'd like to just reason and share a reasoning here, Bereishis, biblical creation, the KJV, myths and popular misconceptions. Give ear, right here, 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 Shema Yisrael, Sima, Sima, Simi, Ethiopia, Hoy, Simi, Jerusalem, Zimbayi. Hear this, right here, here, here.
From Bereishis, which is commonly translated as in the beginning. So we have the first book of Moses, of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called,
book that is called, book that is called, book that is called.
Here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, 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 brethren and sisters. Yes, sir. Let's address right here some of the first principles in the beginning. And we did another vid that's like kind of like an overview, just touching briefly on some of the misconceptions, you know, the misconceptions that many ones have, Genesis, misconceptions and misinterpreted. A lot of the Western Gentile, counterfeit Christian, whitewash and everything, you know, misconceptions that need to be addressed so that we can really refocus on even what we have here in one of the better of the beginning starting, you know, starting point translation, and that's the KJV. Here we have a Scofield Study Bible as well, but this particular V-Log right here is to address one of them, and I think it's the main one for many of us as Rastafari, you know, and also Ethiopian Hebrew, and also no doubt with the Israelite, our fellow brothers and sisters, though they have, you know, we have sharp differences about certain principal things, right, especially concerning the King of Kings, you know, all glory be, weep not, behold, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, weep not, behold, Gurmami Kamal Hadassalase has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So here we begin again in the Shemester, here for the Rastafari Sabbatical Studies, with the first Bereishis in the Sefer, the cipher of Bereishis, which is commonly translated as in the beginning. So we have the first book of Moses, of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis. Now, there's a lot of misconception, as we already have mentioned, and we're going to continue to say that because we have to, first of all, you know, drive home the point that you can believe the Bible saying this, but if you really haven't read with any comprehension, and I'm not saying that ones can, I'm saying that ones can't, but there's a certain way we've been led to be naive, right, and certain ones who have taken this, and we see how, you know, the Gentiles or the nations, especially these, like the Amorites, the Anglo-Amorite, you know, American, you know, kind of nations have done what they have done to Jah people, right, and even taking certain good things that we have produced or that is ours and flipping it, you know, flipping it on us, right? It's almost like the profane in the sense of holy, you know, Luciferians and demons and, you know, reprobate-minded people, they take great delight and pleasure in that, you know. But here, 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 to touch on, was man emanated? No, man was not emanated. So here is one of the main misconceptions concerning even the words of the king aboard the Canada Royal Train, right, where he specifically spoke to I and I, right, those of the new name, the precious name, those of the Rastafari name, right, and he said certain words, and in these words, right, he says that man is not emanated, not to make the mistake, you know, and pretending or assuming that man was emanated from a deity. Now, many ones and ones out here, you know, in the seclorum or with the, you know, Western Gentile way of thinking, you know, the mindlessness in Babylon, you know, part of those who are, you know, haven't been unplugged, You know, they say, well, this is a clear declaration that he's saying that he is not the reincarnation of Christ, or he is not Christ. He's not Christ. You know, they said he denied. And this is what you see a lot of YouTube videos out there, and ones on their blog or their page or their Facebook or Instagram, you know, posting some meme or something else, you know, twisting up the interpretation of what His Majesty was said to have said. And this is the question I've posed to many of my brothers and sisters. Like, just ask them, well, what does emanate mean? And what is emanation philosophy? Two questions. What does emanation mean? Right? If man is not emanated, well, what does that mean? I mean, do we run around using this word? I mean, some of us know what this word means, right? But most ones don't go around using this word emanated. Yo, the other day I was, like, just emanating. You know what I mean? Like, what, nigga? What were you doing? You know, you're emanating. What's that? You know, like, you got to put me up on this emanating. You know, but what does emanation mean? All right, so here we are at the first sabbatical study, you know, for this week, but keeping it sabbatically strong, right? Be strong in Adonai, Itcha, Rastafari, and the power of His might, right? So growing in grace and here in the studies, here in the Rastafari Yeshiva, right, we have Genesis, the book of Bereshit, right, in the Reshit. Now, we're going to explain and hopefully address that in another companion vid, right, on the divine, the Hebrew divine feminine in the beginning, right? Who is the Hebrew divine feminine, right, in the beginning, right? And then see this divine, you know, the double helix, right, of he who be, we be the one, right, of the true good, the true God, right? So here, right, in the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. That's the original creation. That's the original creation right there. Right? How old was that? That was longer than 6,000 years. Let's just say that just like that. That's longer than 6,000 years. Right? It's long, because remember, this is even said, right, before day one. Right? And then the sun appears, right, and I say appears, becomes visible, sun, moon, and stars become visible, right, on the fourth day. People say, well, how can plant life be created? Does it say plant life was created on the third day? Does it say that? It doesn't say created. Focusing on that word created, you know? If the charge is that I jumped over the wall, right? And I say, no, I didn't jump over the wall. I walked into the wall, right? You can't make the two words, no. He even said he jumped over the wall. No, play back the chant. He said he walked into the wall, right? So here it says created. So in a sense, you're walking into a wall. Right? You're trying to superimpose what you've been made to be like Eve in the Babylonian matrix in the programming. You must be born again, right? You know, be transformed, right? You know, by the renewing of your mind, the way you're looking at it. Because look at the scripts, right? And the point of reference, we're using the 400-year KJV version, right? And for due prophetic effect as well. But then when we continue, keep it pushing, right? We find on the fifth day, right, that Elohim created great whales. So here we have it. The scripts say, even in the translation, he created, right? So we have created, right? The creative act, right? The second creative act is animal life. The first creative act was the heavens and the earth. And the earth, right, in the beginning, in the first time, was not without form. It had form. It had beauty, right? So something happened. There's an intervening. The earth was made waste and empty by a judgment. And so we have a new beginning. So what Moshe wrote about in his first book, the first book of Moshe, called Genesis, is the new beginning, right? That new beginning, we say the rebooting of the creation, right? And according to the 6,000-year idea, here's the interesting thing, that we have time being accounted according to the scripture and somewhat similar, but with the heliocentric cycle Babel, you know, the global Babel and everything, where they say, well, a day is counted and time is counted by how many revolutions. The old little bitty sun has a little marble going around this, the earth, a little bitty marble going around this big old sun, right? But then we see it from an earthly as this ball going across the sky. Right, but then they show us on these models that it's this big old thing, and the earth is this little old marble, and everything. So you have to come out of that right there. But they even say that is how time is accounted. Time is accounted by the so-called revolutions of the earth around the sun. Actually, it's the other way around. Babylon flips upside down. They turn things upside down. It's really the sun going around the earthly plane. That's really how time is accounted. Sun, moon, and stars. Right, as it were, as the heavens. The heavens is that globe. The heavens is more of a globe that turns around this earthly plane. So ones have to get that reorientation right there, right, unless they want to believe the NASA lie. But here it says, let them be for signs and for seasons, for days and for years. All right, so if one is trying to take a verse in the scripture, a day for the Lord is 1,000 years, and say, well, the earth and the heavens is only 6,000 years old, and the Bible says so, you're a liar. They're liars. They're a liar. The Bible don't say so. You are trying to make the Bible be a false witness, right, to your, you know, to your false or your, you know, misinterpretation, right, your false interpretation. The scripture doesn't say any such thing right there. So the only days that could be accounted as we so-called account, you know, a day is really from the sun, the moon, and the stars becoming visible, right? The days before the fourth day, according to that theory, right, that day and time is accounted by the sun, moon, and stars. If the sun, moon, and stars is not visible, how are we to account that it is, and if they're not online, it appears that whatever the cataclysm was, sometime after the first time, we don't know how long the first time. The first time is what we have in Genesis 1 and 1. Right? Bereshith bara Elohim, eta shemayim ve'eta aretz. In the beginning, in wisdom, because remember wisdom, chokmah, is the reshith, Proverbs 4 and 7, the divine feminine, right? Right there in the beginning. And then in Proverbs, mashal of Solomon, right? Shlomo's Proverbs, right? He has wisdom speaking about these first times, right? These first times, right? How these first times were and what these first times were. Right? But there's a cataclysm in the missing verses, some say. They call them missing verses. I think Jeremiah the prophet is giving us the insight on this area of scripture, which was known to even the ancient Hebrews, right, and the Israelites. Right, and ethnic Israel did not assume that the earth was only 6,000 years. Even Ethiopically speaking, this present earth age is 7,512. The short, the Christian count is 2012, this year, 2019 to 2020, in this 400-year period of time. So that as well is significant when we're looking at the signs of the time. But remember, they have sought to change times and laws. Daniel's prophecy says that, right? So how else would they change or attempt to change times and laws but by giving us a pseudo-counterfeit theory, right, that goes to the very heart of what time is? And that's the so-called heliocentric, the global model, right? That global model right there. So, and if you notice that they are the ones also who support a lot of these imagined contradictions, that a diligent study of the scripture, right, will basically show you that they are playing kind of like a little mind game. And the same thing they do with what His Majesty said when He said that man is not emanated, right, not emanated from a deity. But in order to know that for yourself, you have to know, well, what does the word emanation, right, mean, right? What does emanation, in a sense, mean? Emanation is different than creation, right? Emanation, from the true Rastafari perspective, that would be emanation in the sense that man was emanated, right? Because emanation as a scientific process, so to speak, is a real process. For example, if you turn on your stove and you keep the door, you know, of the stove, you know, closed, right? And it gets hot, right? And you go near the stove, not close, but like maybe 5 to 7, you know, 9 inches away, or even a foot or so away. You can feel the heat emanating. You get it? The heat will be emanating, right? It's almost like light and, you know, the rays of light kind of emanate from the source. But the heat example is a good example. And emanation philosophy is a kind of a counterfeit spirituality that denies that man was created in the image and after the likeness of the true good, the true God. So man is, you could say, the earthly reflected image, right, according to the Hebrew of what that word means. And I have to put that there. The HD is important to get a Hebrew definition, right, a Hebrew definition, right, because Hebrew, after all, means to cross over, right, to cross over, come out of her, come out of that, you know, Babylon, that confusion, right, come out of that harlot mentality, be born again, right, recognize, yes, we were lied to in these ways, but then this is how deep the so-called magic goes, right, of the world, or their so-called bitchcraft. The bitchcraft of Babylon is so deep is that they tell you that, well, the sun was created on the fourth day, and yet the word created is not used. You see what I'm saying? They'll say that His Majesty, Gormali Kermani Hada Selassie, denied being Christ in this interview, and when you listen to the portion, the part that they are pointing to, He never even mentions Christ. You know what I'm saying? He never even mentions Christ. You see? And that's the kind of, it's like the Matrix movie. You remember in the Matrix? Some people are not ready to be unplugged. Right? Some are sort of nerds or helplessly dependent on the system. They don't even fight to defend. So even after showing somebody who has these kind of so-called false positives, so to speak, you know, perspectives to the scripture, and say, well, it doesn't even say that. right? And as far as the 6,000 years, this is a latter-day Gentile Christian idea. I think it was somebody named Usher. If it wasn't Usher, I've got to find the person's name. I remember I was watching some documentaries, and it was explaining how we got this 6,000-year idea and how they make believe that this is what the Bible is saying, right? And others who study the scripture, especially, you know, Judaically, you know, really getting into Talmud Torah, you know, getting into the study of it, says, where did they get that from? It doesn't say that. In fact, the true science of, you know, the scientists, the truths that do come out, you know, here or there in certain scientific, you know, documents and research about, you know, this age, the age of the earth and certain old things and how there is a age, a very estimatable, is unestimable. You can't really estimate how old it is. And then people say, well, then how does the Bible say? No, how do certain Western, Gentile, European Christians, and then those who they have been made, you know, who they be naive into regurgitating their philosophy, even with the Bible, they'll read it, and they won't say, well, how come there's only certain places where the word created is used? Like in some places, you see the word blessed be used. Note that right there. You don't see that every day, he blessing every day, right? Or he blessing everything every day. Just like on the day when man was created in his image and after his likeness, not emanated, you'll see on that day, he said not that it was just good, he said that it was very good. Right? Told my old, right? It was very good. Right? So even there, you notice that's important in communicating, you know, the truth in a narrative. Because if you pay attention to that, you know, it is very clear that the truisms that science or modern science and research can afford us, even about, you know, the earth being older than 6,000 years, the Ethiopic calendar, right, the ancient Ethiopic, we say, you know, Hebraic kind of calendar, has the earth, well, this earth age. And I keep emphasizing that this present earth age. Right? We even see some of these changes going on now. I think there's a few places where, like, new islands and new lands have kind of come up, have appeared. And notice something, all these new lands, were these new lands barren? Were they barren like, you know, like a desert or something? Many of these lands had plant life because under the waters, right, there is plant life. So there's no contradiction in what Moshe and what Moses has here in his first book, right, called Genesis or Bereshit, concerning the creation, right, concerning the new beginning, right, that rebooting of creation, and also within that rebooting of creation, certain forms of life being created, and man, in particular man, or the Ha'adam, right, Ha'adam being created in his image and after his likeness, and male and female, he created them, right? Now, of course, there's some that would then go to Genesis chapter 2. Now, how does Genesis chapter 2, right, zoom in and give us, according to its allegorical, right, type, but even in its allegorical type, is pointing to a true type. And we had showed that before, the Hoshana Rabbah, right? Show you the Coptic picture of Yeshua, right, riding in, entering into Jerusalem, riding on a donkey, you know, and then we have his majesty, right, upon the throne of great King David, right? Weep not, behold, right? So right here, we have man being created, right? Man being, and he blessed them. You'll notice there's a very interesting connection, right, with his creation, right, of that which came forward from the waters, and they being blessed, right? And then we have Elohim saying to the earth, he said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind. Let it bring it forth. You know that creatures, and this has happened elsewhere, people probably have noticed this in some areas where they have been storms. Some there's storms, and some creatures, right, can survive by going into the ground. And the way the creation, the earth, is, right? The earth is Yahweh, is Jehovah, and the fullness, all of her fullness, right, has life in her. And that's also an aspect that no doubt is connected with the Hebrew Sophia, Chokmah, wisdom. But wisdom is the Reshith. So here we're speaking about, remember, Bereshith. So in order to properly interpret and understand what Bereshith is saying, and also how true science and true knowledge backs up, verifies, right, and can be studied to clarify, right, what Moshe has said, especially here in this first book, in this first chapter. There's so much important points here that needs to be, you know, brought out. But for this brief vlog right here is that Genesis chapter 1 right here, chapter 1, verse 26 to 27, verse 26 to 27, it proves how true Abinu Melkeinu, how true his majesty, how the Selassie is when he said that man, right, man was what? Man was not emanated As I've said before, I've done it before in the next video, but look up emanation philosophy, right? We can touch on that, but it's very clear that man was not emanated, right? Man was created. And how was man created? Man was created in Elohim's, right? Man was created in Elohim's image, in the image of Elohim, right? And after, right, after their likeness. Notice that there, their likeness. If you say, well, who was God, they would say, you know, from the English, God, right? But who was Elohim, right? Speaking of here in Genesis 1, when he says, let us. Think about that for a moment. Who? Now, according to Shlomo, or Solomon, HaMelech in Mashal, the book that's known as Proverbs, I'd say parables, but proverb and parable, very interesting word, like a mythos, right? Right? It's a symbolic type of narrative, right, that points to a deeper, more comprehensive truth, right? So when we're speaking about the Mashal or the Misalim, but he speaks about wisdom, right? Wisdom and the creation. Let's go right here. So who is he speaking to, right? Who is he speaking to right here? So we have wisdom, right? Wisdom is the principal thing, right? Wisdom is the Hebrew chokmah, right? Chokmah, wisdom, right? And wisdom, we have wisdom personified, right, in Proverbs, right, as she. Now notice, wisdom is the reshif, right? Reshif. That there, we can say, is at the root of the first word of Moshe's first book. So Moses was learning all the wisdom, right, of Mitzrayim, of the Kemet, right? And he was mighty in word and in deed. So he brought out this truth, right? Very scientifically, Hebraically speaking, right? Wisdom, right? Wisdom right here. So we have wisdom is the reshif, right? And notice it's a feminine noun, a noun feminine, right? Wisdom is the... So let's look at this right here where wisdom, right? Let's see, in the habitable, let's go right here. All right, just search this part. Let's see if we can get that verse right here. The habitable part. Is it before or after this? Let's see. I'm trying to remember this verse right here, brothers and sisters. If not, let's see. Create. Looking up the word create. Right. Okay. Go right here. Create. Okay. And we'll find that verse right there where wisdom speaks about herself. I think it's chapter, I got the Bible right here in front of me, but I was just doing this right here just to see if I could bring this up just quickly. But that's another subject matter. This is more about man not being emanated, right? Man not being emanated, man being created. And man being created, you know, in his image, right? And after, you know, his likeness. You know what I mean? In his image and after his likeness. Yeah. Right. Like she said the sons of men, right? Was it the sons of men, and she said delight, my delight. Okay, let's see right here.
Proverbs,
yeah, they were habitable. How come? I did have habitable part. I got rewind. Maybe I should spell the whole word. Rejoicing in the habitable part, right? The tevel, right? Tevel, right? Tevel is the habitable part. Now you see by extension the globe. That's what they kind of try to throw their nonsense in, right? But the cipher, you know, of the, it says the earth as the moist and therefore inhabited. Notice moist with the waters, right? Rejoicing the habitable part of the earth and my delight with the sons of men, right? My delight with sons of men. Now here she says, let's go right here. Here, verse 22, Proverbs 8 and 22. It says that Yahweh, Jehovah, possessed me in the beginning of his way before his works of old. You see how it points to his works of old, right? I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning. And notice the word, from the Rosh. And Rosh is also in Bereshith, Rosh, or the Ras, which is the head, right? From the head, the chiefest part, you can say the start, even of the starting, right? From the beginning, or ever the earth was, right? When there was no depths. So look at this. Wisdom is testifying that she existed and she was there when there was no depths. But then here in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, right, it says, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. She says, I was brought forth when there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. Right? Notice what she said, was she brought forth? Was she created or was she brought forth? Right? And the word brought forth, what sense is that right there? right? To twist, to whirl, to hul, right? To dance, but it also can be used in a sense of like birthing pains on a certain level right there, right? Parturition, yeah, right? To shake, to so forth and so on. But notice what she says. She says, before the mountain was settled, this is wisdom here speaking in Solomon's Proverbs, right? Or the parables of Solomon. While as yet he had not made the earth, or the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world, right? She was there. She says, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. Do we have that? Do we have that in Moses' first book? No, Moses sums up that time, right? That time is all summed up in the very first verse of Bereshit. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the deep. When he established the clouds above. When he strengthened the fountains of the deep. When he gave the, so you can see by, she is narrating all these things, and she was there, and truly, right, when we now, you know, return to the Hebraic focus of it all right here, right, with Bereshit, right, we have this right here with Bereshit, right, in the beginning. So in the beginning, Bereshit, right, affirms the teaching of his master that man was not emanated, right, man is not a degraded. You know, man has fallen in his mind, his psycho-spiritual state, his standing, his status has fallen. And like many of us have been falling to a lot of these imagined contradictions here, you know, concerning the scripture and saying when you really study this and really read it, you know, and you look at it from a reborn, like rebirthed, it coming out of being unplugged. Those who are not unplugged, if they're not unplugged, they probably won't see this. They're not able to see this until they become, if they become unplugged. But man was created. Right, man was not emanated. Man was created when Bereshit, right, in the beginning, and here in Genesis chapter 1, right, 1 verse 26 and 27, right. So a couple of first words right here on man not being emanated, right, man being created, right, in the image and after the likeness, male and female, he created them. I'm going to touch on a little bit more of this as we move forward. Yes, I. Yes, I. Yes,
I. Yes, I. Yes, I. Yes, I. Yes, I. Yes, I. Yes, I. Something's old, something's new. So that was, I think, from 2019 right there, and the whole emanation philosophy. Is the emanation philosophy the devil's philosophy? Look it up. Look it up. Take a time and just look it up. Google it. Emanation philosophy as a particular kind of pseudo-spirituality, on other people's spirituality, that man is actually like degraded, you know, degraded like by some pseudo type of evolution. Evolution is on the bat.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, what's going on right here?
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. My phone is pinging. I don't know what's going on right here. But anyway, right here, 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 let's ride up, ride up. Oh, you know this? On every day, did he say that it was good? We often say that and give thanks to the Chabarim for reminding I and I, you know, came across the fact that on the second day, curiously, he doesn't say it was good. Now, if we are wrong, then iron sharpened iron, may the righteous, you know, reprove and rebuke I. But check it out for yourself. Many people say every day he said it was good. Well, it doesn't seem so on the second day. At least according to KJV, but here, 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 the Prince of Reggae was created by the Father. Yes, I, Kepra.
Created a man, he did, yeah. Look at the trees, how they are blowing away in the skies. Listen to the birds, how they're singing away their time. Look at the sun, how it shines bright in the skies. Well, all these things were created by the Father. Look at the grass, how it makes your lawn look pretty. Look at the flower, how it makes your gardens look pretty too. Even when you're feeling weary, sad and low, all you got to do is, we're flower, how it makes your garden so pretty too. Even when you're feeling weary, sad and low, all you gotta do is relax and feel.
Yes, yes, yes. So on every day, Elohim said it was good. No, 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 no. According to KJV, not on the second day. Come, 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 make a reason. Also very important teaching here in the first semester sabbatical study here for Bereshit is time. Notice how it begins with the evening. Evening and morning is the day. And how Yeshua HaMoshiach Rabbeinu says, in the Gospels, know ye not that there are 12 hours in a day? We hear people say a 24-hour day, but the day is when the sun is shining. So what's going on with time? They shall seek to change times and laws, Daniel's prophecy. Hear a little audible here on the Gregorian calendar. Is the Gregorian calendar evil? Is it evil? Well, hear this right here, here, here.
The Gregorian calendar, if you've studied history, you know that the Gregorian calendar did not go down very easily with indigenous people. The Gregorian calendar went out with the Spanish and with the Catholic bishops, and they conquered lands and then told people what day it was. Most civilizations already had their own calendar thing. And then these guys come along and say, no. This is the day. It didn't go down very easy. They had to kill millions and millions of people to get them to follow this Gregorian calendar. And what this Gregorian calendar was all about was the physical measurement of our orbit. And it turns out that this is a very, very insidious tool. You probably never thought that a calendar could be so evil. But what this calendar has done is it has pinned our civilization's consciousness to physical evidence only. The absolute dead center of our civilization is focused on only physical evidence. The measurement of physical objects moving through space. That's why it's not Year of Our Lord anymore. Because there has been a steady erosion of our consciousness of things other than physical.
The Gregorian calendar. That's the audible. I don't know if it's still up on the YouTube, but it's called Gregorian calendar is evil. Is evil. I think a very good point made right there. Come, make we reason on this, because some of the lessons here in the first book right here, Bereshit, a.k.a. Genesis, book of creation, iration, yes? Come, 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 make I and I study it. Another little share right here, Brana Selassie speaking on the Noah commentary, but this also dovetails with this first as we come to the second, and that leads with Noah. So hear this, and we'll ride up today with
the song. The Lord made Adam and Eve to live a happy life.
When God created man upon earth, you know,
yeah.
From an Adam and Eve time, and Adam and Eve, them have children and things, and them going bad, and God never liked the way how man was going on. So he tell Noah, build an ark. You know, thing like a ship or a boat, one of them big ark business. Noah build the ark, Noah building the ark, the people them say, Noah build the ark, and them say, what that? These guys are nuts. you know. Mm. It's just like a man come and him say, Rastafari, and people him say, what that? I don't know about that. Mm. I mean, you know what I mean? Anyhow, no, I build the ark. God tell him what he must do. In Noah, him three sons, and him son, the wife, the woman that was with the sons, them, and Noah's woman, and all the peers, animals, and everything that, everything God said must get a peer, right? And when the ark finished and thing, flood came and destroyed the rest of the people, them. All of them dead off, except Noah, them. But Noah had three sons. One named Ham, one named Shem, and one named Japheth.
Yeah.
Well, from that three son there, and the rest a woman where they bought the place, they multiply all these people upon the face of the earth.
Mm.
You know? So, but mankind get lost again because, I don't know, mankind get lost somewhere down the line that them don't really, man become enemy. You know, the consciousness that Noah is our father, it come like it don't mean anything to people,
mm.
but it mean a great deal to the Rasta man, mm. because he know that is the truth. And that's why him say love, and that's why him overstand everything. You know, that's one of the little part about the unification of the people.
Mm.
Because other people have realized that Noah had three sons. Well, him give Africa to Ham,
mm-hmm.
which is a black man. Him give Europe to Japheth, which is a white man. And him give Asia to the Chinese, the yellow people, him like, you know, Asian people. So that is how, but I mean, you know, it never say, well, then it's bad as upon the earth and me shouldn't come over your side, come look for you, mm-hmm. or anything like that. We're supposed to be like people upon the face of the earth who God created.
Don't take that veil from off your eyes. Look into the future of realize. Noah had three sons, I'm Shem and Japheth. And in Ham is known to be the prophet. Glory to Jah, the prophet is come. Glory to Jah, the prophet has come. When my soul was hurting, deep within, and I'm worrying to be free, desperately, yeah.
Coming on. Oh God, yeah, oh, 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 oh.
Again, and heal up, yeah, to the to the listeners. Now I can't make out the name right here. You hear, but the brethren, you know, that linked I and I for Lloyd, Sparrow, Clark, Heaven and Hell, the Super Dub. Gonna try to get the Super Dub up there for tonight, right here. Here. What is it? Mass Hapat. I think it's kind of backwards. You have a font that types backwards, almost like Russian to a degree, but the Lloyd, Sparrow, Clark, Heaven and Hell, Super Dub, gonna get that up there, yes, I, Rastafari, but right here, children, I, our children still need to be fed, so here, beginning of the semester here, with this Bereshit for Shabbat, Bereshit, for this sabbatical study,
this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
So here, the first sabbatical study for this Rastafari sabbatical strong right here, just juggling in the background so you can get that audible Lloyd, Sparrow, Clark, the Heaven and Hell dub right there, give a hear right here on the ear. But first things first right here, grab your pen, your paper, sacred scripture. Also have a copy book, good composition notebook, you know, to take some notes, you know, discipleship wise, be wise. So here, Bereshit. We're getting to pronunciation. Some might say Barashit or some might say this and that. Now, KJV and the translators, they say, well, in the beginning. Bereshit, Hebraically speaking, is in beginning or in Reshit. And we already made the Chokmah or the wisdom, the Hebrew Sophia, the wisdom connection right there. Bereshit, that's what that audible previously about the KJV myths and misconceptions was about, so you get to bring out what we have been learning and growing in grace in the knowledge of the King of Kings Christ and his glory, the B-I-B-L-E. Here we have the beginning, right, or Bereshit, in beginning or in Reshit. For ones who will see disciples to follow up, take note right here, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 in the Hebrew, Chokmah, wisdom is the principal thing. That's how the King James translation, the word thing is italicized. So wisdom is the principal. Wisdom, Chokmah is the Reishith. This is where we get the understanding that the Reishith is saying that in wisdom and she and her who was there with the Father, with Hailahim, even before the earth was, and then go to Proverbs chapter 8. Now, Proverbs chapter 8 is interesting because in the true church and the professing churches, in the church of he who have the key of great King David, the church of brotherly love, we say the true church and the professing Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo church, we have that section there from Proverbs chapter 8, which is part of a prayer that is called the prayer of the fraction within the Tewahedo liturgy, the prayer of the fraction that begins off, where is the country of wisdom? So we have Bereshith in beginning, or as it is called in translation, in the beginning. Just go over the overview. For this first sabbatical study, we have Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to Genesis chapter 6, verse 8. So a Rastafari sabbatical study, RSS synopsis and overview here. The preface, in the Judaic Hebraic trad, the word Bereshith can refer to either the first Torah portion of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to Genesis chapter 6, verse 8, or to the first book of HaTorah, of the Torah, was referred to as the Pentateuch, the five volumes itself. When it is used to refer to the Torah portion, the parasha, the mana, it is called the Parashat Bereshith, and we call it Shabbat Bereshith. And the text that covers the creation of the universe, the Einiverse, the Einiversal creation, including Adam, Hawa, and Hawa, Adam and Eve, the subsequent transgression of Adam and Eve, the murder of Abel by humanity's firstborn son, Cain or Cain, and the increasing depravity or degeneration, right, or de-evolution of the generations until the time of the calling of Noah, of Noah, the Ankh man. When it is used to refer to the Sefer, to the book, when it's used to refer to the book itself, however, it is called Sefer Bereshit. So the first book of what's called the Bible, the first book of HaTorah, is known as the Sefer. Sefer, the cipher, the book of Bereshit, the book of in wisdom, in beginning. Now, the text here, it covers everything from the creation of the universe to the descent of Yaakov, Jacob's son, Yosef, Yahawasaf, into the Hikapata, into Egypt, Egypt, Mitzrayim, a.k.a. Kemet, in anticipation of the great Exodus movement of Jah people. Now, note this, that the ancient, the Koine Coptic, the Greek translation, the ancient translation of the Bible, one of them, the Koine Coptic translation that called the Septuagint, the LXX, it calls this book, this is where we get the name, Genesis. Here's where we get the Koine Coptic term, Genesis, Gaina, Genesis, birth or origin, Genesis. It's a name that was carried over in subsequent in the Western Gentile church and world in the Latin and later on in the English translations, such as the KJV, for example. Now, the Torah portion here for Shabbat Bereshit, for Parashat Bereshit, it opens with this succinct statement about the creative activity of Elohim, of Hailahim, of the almighty powers. Bereshith bara Elohim et ha-shamayim wa et ha-aretz, or in beginning, Bereshith bara created, bara, he created Elohim, the powers, the almighty powers in singularity, et alpha tav, speaking of the Bane, Hashemayim, the heavens, where an Et Alpha Tav, that's later on called the Alpha Omega, Aleph Tav, Haaretz, the earthly plane. Bereshit bara Elohim et Hashemayim, where Et Haaretz. Now note, immediately, right, that the scriptures therefore begin not from the first person perspective, say maybe of some man's understanding of Elohim, but from more of an omniscient third person. So scripture begins from the third person perspective Hebraically. A voice that reveals the glorious power that created the entire cosmos, so to speak, the universe, right, the one verse, by means of his word. And we find that word Hebraically is encoded in the Et, the Aleph Tau, the first and the last of the Hebrew alphabet, the Aleph Tau. Note the 22 letters and also the 22 creative acts. And here's of interest, we of the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, that according to the Ethiopians and the Israelites of Ethiopia, there are documents that also, like the Hebraic and Judaic documents, note the 22, the 2-2. So we have 22 letters in the Hebrew, Aleph Beit, the alphabet, beginning with Aleph and ending with Tau. And also Ethiopically, we have the Abu Gida, what's called the Abu Gida Hewizo, which also follows that 2-2 pattern. And there were 22 acts of creation. So the entire cosmos or the universe might be created and brought forward by means of Devaro, by means of his word, Kalu. The very first verse of the Bible, then, it alludes to the triune, Hashalush HaKadosh, the true trinity, is the Hebrew trinity, Kadosh Selassie, the triune nature. The triune nature of Ha Elohim, of the Almighty Power, as further indicated by the use of the plural form of the name title Elohim, with the use of the singular verb Bara, he created. So we have Bereshit, in beginning or in wisdom, Bara, he created. Elohim, the Almighty Powers, he. So the difference Hebraically and even in the ancient times between the Hebrews particularly and the Israelites is when we refer to Elohim or Elohim, right, we refer to him in that singularity, the singularity and in the triunity, the Trinity. This is why even the first verse, in a Hebraic sense, right, they didn't have that back there, but some could look at it today, Hebrew, and say, this is grammatically, there's something grammatically nowadays you can say incorrect about the use of the Hebrew here, if you look at it like that, because we have a singular verb, right, used with a plural noun. So that means that Ha Elohim, in the Hebrew sense, he be the Almighty Powers. He be the nature of natures, the power of powers. Even in the ancient times, they referred to Nebercha, you know, and others, you know, names for this singularity, right, of the powers, the almighty powers in singularity. But also what we have in this very first verse is also the divine feminine aspect, Bereshit, the Reshit, signifying wisdom. See the Hebrew Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, and then go forward to Proverbs chapter 8, where wisdom, as Rabbeinu Yeshua says, that wisdom is justified by all of her children. So our father, our mother. So here, Bereshit, in wisdom. So Reshit, wisdom became that, if we may dare say so, that womb, the matrix of creation. So in Reshit, in wisdom, the powers in singularity, in he created Aleph Tau Hashemayim and Aleph Tau Haaretz, the earthly plane. Indeed, the word Bereshith itself includes the root idea, Hebraically, the root idea of head or Rosh, 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 as we have Ras, Ris, right, Rosh, head, which suggests, right, the head of all things, Bereshith, Resh, Resh, Rosh, Rosh, Resh, Ras. We have the head of all things. That is, to the Moshiach, Aleph Tau, the Alpha Omega, Aleph Tau, the creative word, the bar of Hailahim, the word of the Almighty Power, who is the Rosh, the Ras, the head of all beginning and authority, and through whom and to whom all things, Aleph Tau, were created. We have Colossians chapter 1, verses 16, and chapter 2, verse 10, for a point of reference. Give thanks to Rabbi Shaul, a.k.a. the Apostle to the Nations, the Gentiles, Apostle Paul, Paulos. He was also educated in this Hebraic roots. That's why he was able to bring out that truth, you know, after he was cured from his blindness, that veil being taken off of his eyes. So here. After this, some say breathtaking. I don't know, but I get the expression, but, you know, we look at the word. But after this awesome opening line, awe-inspiring, shrouded as it is in the ancient Hebraic mistatir, mystery, HaTorah describes how Hailahim created the universe, the Yesh, right, the universe Yesh, Me'ayin, Yesh, right, there is, Me, from, Ayin, nothing, Yesh Me'ayin means out of nothing. Some say, they have these expressions in the Latin. Forget it right now. We're dealing with the Hebrew. But yesh me'ayin, out of nothing. We have Hebrews, the Epistle to Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 3. So HaTorah describes how HaElohim, the triune, power, he who be, who he be, right, how he created a universe, yesh me'ayin, out of nothing. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, over a six-day period. So the yom does not always refer to the day as we get in this earthly plane time-telling cycle. Also in the Torah, a day can be a period of time, right? When we say indefinite, it all depends on what, quote, type of a day. You know, the day is a period of time, right, from the heavenly, from the higher view. So over six, quote, day periods. The reason why it was in 6 days, as many people have assumed, is because the sun and the moon and the stars did not become visible. So how were you able to tell time? Question. On the first day, Hailahim created darkness and light, because if there's yesh me'ayin, there's nothing. Thus, Bereshith and Chokmah, in her, in wisdom, there must be a womb, right? In other words, if there's nothing, you have to create some sort of a container for what you are creating it, right? They say there are four elements, but there's a fifth element, right? Space, right? Or a containment. So the first thing that was created, we have the darkness and the illumination. On the second day, which curiously enough, he does not say according to what we have in the King James Version, the Hebrew, he doesn't say anything about it being good. Note that here. Every day, right, except for the second day. But on the second day, he created the atmosphere, the atmosphere, dividing the upper and the lower waters. On the third day, he set boundaries of land and sea, and seeded the earth with trees and vegetation. On the fourth day, fixing and bringing forward the position of the sun, the circuits, the moon and the stars as timekeepers. So we have on the fourth day, the sun, the moon, and the stars, the timekeepers and illuminators of the earth becoming visible, right? So properly from an earthly view, that's the only day you can begin to count time because of the fixing in the orbits and position as timekeepers, like a clock. You know, a clock knocked off the wall and busted up, and then you fix it, right? And now it's ready to tick-tock again. Fish and birds and reptiles were created, right, according to Bereshit, on the fifth day, right? And land animals, and finally the human being, right, or we say humanity, in his image, right, in the image, right, of the triune power, male and female, he created them. So that feminine aspect, we have the Reishit right there, wisdom. Ha'ilahim then ceased from his creative walk, his work, right, on the seventh day, and according to Bereshit, sanctified or set it apart, right, as a day of Shabbat, of rest, of cessation, right, the very first Shabbat. Now, in addition to this general, we could say, day by day, Yom Bayom account of the creation of the universe by Ha'ilahim, Almighty Power, HaTorah, it provides a more focused account about how Ha'ilahim formed Adam's body from the afar of the Adama. Adam's body was formed from the afar, the dust, in translation called, of the earth, of the ground, of the Adama. So who was Adam's mother, right? So Adam's body was formed from the afar of the Adama and blew into his nostrils the neshama, the breath of life, so that he became a living, right? Chai, a living nefesh, soul, nefesh chai. Now, notice that the more detailed account, it includes reference here, not just to God or Ha'ilahim, Elohim, but to Yahweh, right? Elohim. The first time the name, the Hashem, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, or Yud-Heh, Weh-Heh, is used in the scriptures, particularly in the Hebrew scriptures. Now, interestingly enough, in this second, what some call a second account, the earth is described, she's described as a sort of a desert, as a sort of a desert. The earth was here described as being barren of vegetation, with no rain had yet fallen upon the earthly plane, and Yahweh formed, yatzar, formed, or as we've been studying it, we say formed/reformed the man, ha-adam, from the afar, right, the afar of the Adama, the afar of the Adama, after breathing into him so that he became a living nefesh, soul, psyche, personality. Ha'ilahim planted a garden, a gan be'aiden, a garden gan be'in aiden, in delight. Aiden means delight. We're in the Kedem, in the east. And there caused every tree that was pleasant to the sight and good, oh, tawab, for food, to spring up from the adama, from the ground. In the very midst of this garden or orchard were two special trees. There was the tree of life, the Eitz Chayim, and the tree, the Eitz of the Da'at of Tov V'ra'a, the tree of the Da'at, the knowledge, the gnosis of good and evil. Ha'ilahim then instructed Ha'adam, the man, to take care of the Gan, the Genet, the Eden, the Garden of Eden, and to eat from whatever tree he so desired, though he was warned. He was given a warning, right, in the form of a command, not to eat from the eighth da'at, from the tree of da'at. Quote, for in the day that you eat of it, the translators often translate as you shall surely die. In the Hebrew, the Hebraic sense we can bring out, in the day that you eat of it, almost like beginning of that day that you eat of it, you will be dying the death. The Hebrew sense, dying the death from that day. Because some say, well, why did he die that day? But the Hebrew brings out a sense of from that day you will begin to kind of degenerate and experience, because the things that lead to death are decay, right? And therefore that is a hurtful, harmful, ill, right, evil thing. You will be dying the death. You will be experiencing the death. It's like we say, or we could say today, that even a newborn babe, right? So they were born that day. From that day forward, they have begun to die because of what the Hebrew, right, teaching brings out was happened in the beginning, right? After all this, Hilahim decided that it was not good. It was lo tovah, not good, that the man, Ha-Adam, that the Adam, Aleif Dam, be alone. And therefore decided to make him a helper suitable, or a help meet for him. Now in Hebrew, this also, take note, is a very interesting concept, idea. It's the Ezer Kanegdo. Ezer is a help, right, like Negado, like one to stand before him. It's an interesting sense. Almost could be to oppose him or to support him as a help, as an assistant. Negado is like before I, almost as a confrontation, but in a positive, right, or a negative sense, of course. Before they ate, the positive sense was inferred. The Ezer Kanegado, as a help meet, or a proper help, a fit help, appropriate help, right? Ezer Kanegado. Before doing so, however, Hilahim first paraded each of the creatures, animals he had made before the man, before Ha-Adam. And whatever Ha-Adam, the man, called the creature, so was its name. So is it called taxonomy, something like that, naming things? So we have the naming right here. However, after the parade, so to speak, was over, Adam understood and understood by observing, right, the other created creatures, that there was not a help, there was not a Ezer Kanegado, the peering. He noticed that he was not peered. He did not have a helper, one suitable, one fit, one proper, one meet for him. Hilahim put the man in a deep sleep and took one of his, now the translator is called ribs, right? He is a component, a side component, right? Since the Hebrew has a lot of layers of higher science, which already has been proven elsewhere, and we hope to share. We say basically, took one of his chromosomes. Let's call it a rib for right now. His chromosomes, you know, because they appeared as well, right? To, quote, build. Now, the word that's used for man being reformed or formed, right? The yatsar means to squeeze. The word here used for the woman, right? The isha being brought forward is built. Bana, right? So took one of his chromosomes or side ribs, one of his ribs / chromosomes, to build him a Ezer Kanegado, a help meet, a helper that is one suitable for him, right? And now, what better than from your own, right, from your own DNA, right, that he then brought before Ha-Adam. A very, very, very happy Adam. He's very delighted. And even something happened in his consciousness as we study it from the Hebrew perspective, right? A delighted Adam, Aleph Dam, then described her as bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. And he called her Isha. And Isha, right, comes from the Ish, right? Ish, we have Ish, right? And Ish is man too, but Ish is a higher form of man. It's always said something happened in his consciousness when he beheld the woman. He called her Isha because out of the man may Ish. She was brought forth. Since Hylahim originally created man, some say, right, as a singular, right, person, right, after his deep sleep, he was no longer regarded as such, right, until he became rejoined to Ishto, Esheto, to Oseto, his wife, his woman, to become one flesh. Now, let's note this right here. One may be one flesh, right? One flesh. It's just talking about one flesh. We'll reason on that as we move forward. Now, immediately after this, the woman encountered, well, the woman and the man was there. Let's just point it out, because a lot of people try to make it seem like Adam was on the other side of the garden. You know, he was dealing with the daffodils. No, he was right there. But immediately after this, according to the narrative, the woman, the Isha, right, she encountered a nahash, a serpent, in the orchard, in the garden, who sought to beguile her, confuse her, by questioning the meaning and the scope of Hylahim's commandment. He said, "Did Elohim say you shall not eat of any tree in the garden?" Some say he hissed. Doesn't matter. Check out the question. What kind of question is that? Basically, what it was implying was starvation, right? Notice how the Nahash over-exaggerated, right? He over-exaggerated. Did Hylahim say that you should not eat of any, like of all the trees, of nothing, of the trees of the garden? And the woman basically said, no, right? We may eat of any tree except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Then she said something interesting that wasn't a part of the command that Adam was given, right? She says, neither shall we touch it. You got to note something about the Nahash, right? The reptilian, right? That reptilian, right? That reptilian exaggerates. Because remember the reptile, that instinctual, we have that reptilian portion in our brains. It's that instinctual part, right? Sometimes out of instinct, fight or flight, survival, right? Neither shall we touch it, lest we die. Now, just a few things we want to say right here. Notice how the Nahash, the serpent, in a sense, disrespected. He didn't say, did Yahweh Elohim, but did Elohim say that? Now, in the Brit Chadash, we know that Adam is Ben, right? He's Ben Elohim. He's the son of Elohim, right? And therefore, by virtue, he could be referring to, who was the serpent really referring to? And besides, the woman, since she was not there, right, when the command was first given, and Adam is there, right, she should defer to him to answer. And even if she did not defer to him, I know the woman, what you mean defer to the man? Well, Adam should have said something. Just to point it out right there, because there's a lot of ones that kind of go from this counterfeit Christian kind of a thing, which does not have any true roots or groundation in truth. Now, this additional restriction that she added here, right, based on her testimony, right, it gave Ha-Nahash, the serpent, the reptilian, his opportunity. His opportunity to what? His opportunity, since Hylahim, right, Yahweh, Hylahim never told Adam that he could not touch the tree, because notice he's a gardener. I mean, you can touch something, you can touch, but you don't have to put it in your mouth. You know, you don't have to eat it. You know what I'm saying? So to speak, you know, but this is what happened right here. Giving, opportunity. He gave an op, right, to Ha-Nahash, because Yahweh Hylahim never told Adam that he could not touch the tree. And therefore the Nahash, right, he lied or prevaricated, right, in like measure. There's a like for like, right? That's why he follows up and says, you shall not surely die, or you will not die the death. the Nahash, the serpent, then appealed to the Isha, the Eshet, the Orset's curiosity. Curiosity did what to the cat? And suggested that Hylahim was withholding a secret good from her by this restriction. See, he was playing on, even like I said, playing in your mind, right? Because if you look at the brain is a trinity too, right? The brain, the first part of the brain is the reptilian cortex. The second part is the mammalian. You know why the mammalian? Because a woman has memories. Then you have the third part, which is a higher brain. Now, the higher brain could have intervened, but the higher brain did not. So this is between the reptilian cortex and the mammalian. If you start to understand the brain science, then even a lot of this becomes even more clear. The serpent then appealed to the woman's curiosity, suggested that Hylahim was withholding a secret good from her by his restriction, not touch of it. When the woman, then the scripts say, when the woman saw, when she saw, right, that the tree was good for food, she was judging by what? Judging by sight. Right? So judge not by appearances, but by what? By righteousness. But when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes and that the tree was to be desired, appealing to that desire factor, right? That emotion, desire factor, desired, it was desired to make one wise. They don't say the tree could make you wise, but it was desired, a feeling. Right? To make one wise. What did she do? She took of its fruit and she ate. And the script says she also, she did what? She also gave some to who? The Nahash, the serpent? No. She gave some to her husband who was with her. So he's with her all this time. And what did he do? He said, no, I can't do this because, and he ate. And he ate. So he was there. Right? Now, because of their chet, come from chet, often called sin. It's like missing the mark, falling short, forfeiture, uckery. Hylahim first he cursed the Nahash, and he announced the first prophecy of salvation that would be given through the coming seed of the womb man. And I submit to you Hebraically here, right, within the Hebrew mythos here, becomes the origin of the rise of the ancient matriarchal systems and the matriarchy, even right here through this word right here, and be given through the coming seed of the woman. But which woman is it speaking about? The serpent slayer to come. Now, after this, Hylahim decreed his punishment up on Adam and Hawa, or and Ishto, because she's not called Eve just yet, right? But immediately made tunics or coverings or coats of skin and clothed them. This here scripturally can be seen to illustrate being, quote, robed in righteousness. This is an imparting or an inputting, right, by an innocent sacrifice. So there was some sort of a sacrifice that went on. Question, did Hylahim sacrifice some animal, or did something dealing with the tree have to do with a sacrifice of some animals? You know, animals would know what's good and evil too. But let's move forward. Nevertheless, Hylahim decreed that because of his uckery, Adam's uckery, his sin, his forfeiture, he and his descendants would experience death. They would be dying the death even while living, returning to the Adama, returning to the ground from whence he was formed. So Adam would return to the Adama, to the ground, and that his allotted time on this plane of consciousness, this earthly plane, would be marked by struggle and hardship. I mean, you get what you ask for, right? You want to know, right? Oh, with Ra'a, right? Good and evil. So therefore, struggle, hardship, all that is good for you, since you want to know good and evil. Moreover, he was banished from the Gan Be'eden, from the Garden of Delights, and would live in a sense of exile until the day when Hylahim would restore all things according to his promise of Yeshua, victory, Yeshuot, victory, salvation. When Eve, right, later, when she gave birth, right, when Adam knew his wife, you know, and knew knowledge, interesting, and later she gave birth to her first son, it is likely, highly likely that she credited, she trusted, she had faith that he was none other than the promised seed himself, right, as evidenced by her exclamation, I have gotten a man from Yahweh. Interesting. Though her expectations were surely dashed when it was later learned that Cain was a murderer. In fact, as Rabbeinu Yeshua said to those rabbis and Pharisees that opposed the truth, he says that y'all are of who? Right, your father, right? You're of your father. He was the murderer from the beginning. So this is according to type, right? Learn to read the pattern, right? Pattern recognition. Eventually, a third son was born, and his name was Seth, right? Before we move to vote to Seth right here, let's look at Abel and that principle of the Osirian. It's an interesting aspect there, even in the Hebrew scriptures, right? Because even his blood, after his murder, his blood was still communicating from what? From the underworld, right? From the ground, from under the ground. But then eventually a third son was born. This third son was Seth, right? Was Seth, whose 10th generation descended Noah, would be the only righteous, right, patriarch left standing in an entirely corrupt and a degenerated system, a degenerated world. So right here, brothers and sisters, about to ride up right here, today's daily psalm, my Psalm 50. But first, this right here. Yes, sir. Say love to me.
Murderer, do da do da do da do da do da do da do da. See, tell them already, we have to tell them again. Tell them already, we have to tell them again. Tell them already, we have to tell them again. Them a murderer, them a murderer. See, them coming at me. Want to kill off the youth. No dress up in that jacket and them dress up in the tie. Come a court house, want to tell the lies. Them a murderer. Aye. Tell them already, we have to tell them again. Tell them already, we have to tell them again. Cause them a bring at them cheap one, come kick out my cheek. Coming at them red one to lick off my head. Coming to my lane, want to fly out my brain. Them dress up in a jacket and them dress up in a tie. Want to deprive I man from my rights. Them a murderer. Them a murderer. Aye. Watch them a come. Watch them a come. Them a vampire. Then we suck out your blood. Watch them a come. Watch them a come. Them a murderer. Aye. Tell them already, we have to tell them again. Tell them already, we have to tell them again. Anyone winner like a winner, keep them afraid. Cause we don't feel, we don't chat to them. Cause them a murderer. Them a murderer. Aye. Dress up in a jacket and them dress up in a tie. Want to deprive I man from my right. Them ugly not them deep one come kick out my teeth. Come into my lane, want to fly out my brain. Them dress up in a black one to send that dumb cat. Them a murderer. Watch them, watch them, watch them, watch them.
sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
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 Shabbat strong.
So right here, the document that was referring to, the Ethiopic document, is known as the Sineh Fitret, aka the beauty of creation, or more correct, like the science, brings up the sense of like the science of creation, the Sineh Fitret. Sineh Fitret, where it speaks about the higher who let tun a Sineh Fitret, a Fitret, that he created 22 like orders of creation, 22 creation, right? And it's a very interesting document. It's in the Amharic right here, but we'll seek to bring out and seek to share right here. But it really matches what we've been studying, even in some ancient Hebraic documents and texts speaking about the creation, but particularly with the Haya Hulet Sinefitret Yetabalu, that which is called, they who are called, Man Man, who are they? Like, or what is the 22, you know, orders of 22, the 22 creations here in the Sinefitret Haya Hulet Sinefitret Yetabalu Man Man Nacho? Bilu, if it's asked, well, it says Ehud, right? It says, yeah, Ehud, on the first day, it says, right? It says cement, right? Cement is eight. So on the first day, there was eight, and there's Zihim, right? The Aratu Bahriyat, right? The four, we say, natures, Yetabalu, they who are called Isat, fire, Wuha, water, nefas, wind, and merate, and land. Then it has chelama, right? The chelama, or darkness. So the nefas and merate, right? The wind and earth, or wind and field, is considered to be one. So the four, they say the fire, the water, the wind, and the field, they imply the earth, and chelama. Right, Elama, right, the darkness. So here it says Sabatu, right, and here we have the seventh, it says Samayat, and the seven heavens, Samayatu, right, Samayat, right, slicker, Sabatu, the seven Samayat, right, the seven heavens, Melaik, right, the Melaik, the Malaik are the angels in Na, Burhan, and light, not Cho. And then it goes over the various days right there. But the 22, take note, the Aleph Tau, that's found in that first verse of Bereshi. Some say it's the signature, some say of Messiah, of Yeshua, of Christ. But we have the Aleph Tau, right, which is the Alpha and Omega of the Hebrew, first and last, and there's 22, right? 22 letters, right? Linking with the 22 creation, 22 orders of creation. And here, from the Israelites of Ethiopia, we have this document, Sineh Fitret, right? The science, the beauty, beautiful science of creation, of Fitret. But here, today's daily psalm. What is today's daily psalm here in the season, reason for the season? Here on the upper room of Zion, we have Psalm 50, the 50th psalm. 50th psalm right here in the season as we are starting a new semester. We have Psalm 50, and it is themed Israel, Yisrael arraigned. Israel arraigned, the arraignment of Israel's Mizmor Non, Mizmor Nun, Alpha numerically, Psalm 50, Mizmor Psalm Chant Nun, Mizmor Non, right? It's the L Psalm, Psalm L, Yisrael arraigned. The subject of this psalm, this chant, today's daily psalm, is one that is treated by several of the prophets, the Nabim, the Nabiyat. The faulty conception of religion, or even to say spirituality, right, or really just, right, religion, spirituality held by the people. So today's daily psalm, which is themed Yisrael, Israel arraigned, it treats and speaks to a subject that is spoken and treated on by many of the prophets. And what is that subject? The faulty conception or the misconception of Haimanot, of the living faith, of the Emuna, the Emnet, of the faith called religion and spirituality held by the people, even by Jah people. For some of Jah people, of Yisrael, Yasharala, it consisted in nothing more than the bringing of sacrifices and offerings, while others pretended to be faithful to Hailahim's commands, but in private or when one's, you know, wasn't looking, they violated them. A court scene is described right here, Habareem. There's a court scene in today's daily psalm, Yisrael, Israel arraigned. A court scene is described in that Hailahim, the Almighty, my power, acts as plaintiff and judge with Yisrael, Yasharala, as defendant. Now here's Bereshit, and touching on Elohim. Elohim in the Hebrew, studying from the Hebrew perspective, the Yehudi, the Judaic perspective, we find that the Elohim, it's not so much, it's not the name, but it is a title, right? The main title of Yahweh that is used for the creator, right? The creator aspects, the powers, you know, as well as for the judge sense. So two main usages Hebraically that can be testified in the scriptures and in the teaching, right, for Elohim or Hailahim is as the creator, the powers, the power of powers, the nature of natures, and also as judge. So we can say it's the judgment title, the creator title Hebraically, and the judgment title. So we have a court scene in today's daily psalm that's being described by the scribes in that Hailahim acts as plaintiff. He's the plaintiff and he's the judge with Yisrael, Israel, which are people as the defendant. Israel's faults, Jah people's faults are exposed. And the true aim of the Haimanot, the living faith, the Emuna, the Emnet, true religion and spirituality is taught. It is now generally agreed that the conditions that are denounced in today's daily psalm, Mizmornun, they relate to the 8th century. Many say that, well, what's been described here, looking at it from historical view, they point to the 8th century that called forth a similar censure and a rebuke from prophets like the trinity of these prophets here, Yeshaya, Yeshayahu, Isaias, Isaiah, Hosea, Hosea, and Micah. So Isaiah, Hosea, and Micah during the 8th century, right, BCE. But we have the same lesson that's emphatically taught, also the same lesson may be found emphatically with emphasis taught by Shemuel, by the prophet Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter 15 at verse 22. So the doctrine, the teaching was not unknown, right? The doctrine or teaching, because some say, well, it's not really going back to the time of David. It actually is the 8th century because they see that there's similarity with the rebuke, right, that's found in today's daily psalm, as well as the rebuke found in the prophets Isaiah, Hosea, and Micah. But we have the same rebuke and the same lesson, the same teaching taught by the prophet Shemuel, right, the priest and prophet Shemuel. So the doctrine was not unknown in the age, the time of Dawid, of David. And these sort of errors, right, these erroneous bilais, errors must have been even current then. We cite it as from generation to generation, right, until we grow in grace and the knowledge of the King of Kings Christ. But here, let's ride up, give a first ear right here. Today's daily psalm, a psalm of Asaph, Mizmor Le Asaph.
Psalm 50.
Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Le Asaph, 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 Asaph,
The mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God.
El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, Adonai, 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 Adonai.
Even the Lord,
Adonai,
even the Lord,
Adonai,
even the Lord has spoken, the Lord has spoken, the Lord has spoken, the Lord.
Diber vayikra
aretz, and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof.
Going down thereof, going down thereof, going down.
Mimizrach shemesh ad
out of Zion, the perfection of beauty,
the perfection of beauty,
the perfection of beauty.
Mitzion, michlal yofi,
michlal yofi, michlal yofi, michlal yofi.
God hath shined,
hath shined, hath shined, hath shined, hath shined.
Yavo Eloheinu,
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 Eloheinu.
Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee. For the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked, God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instruction and castest my words behind thee? When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentedst with him and hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself. But I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show this.
Arenu beyesha Elohim.
Salvation of God.
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 My advice to all,
advice to all,
advice to all,
advice to all,
is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
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 You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments,
of the Ten
Commandments, and can elaborate on,
and elaborate on,
and elaborate on,
and elaborate on,
and elaborate on.
መዝሙር 49 በቅንነት 50 የአሳፍ መዝሙር። ያማልክት አምላክ እግዚአብሔር ተናገረ። ከፀሐይም መውጫ ጀምሮ እስከ መግቢያው ድረስ ምድርን ጠራ። ከክብሩ ውበት ከጽዮን እግዚአብሔር ግልጽ ሆኖ ይመጣል። አምላካችን ይመጣል ዝምም አይልም። እሳት በፊቱ ይቃጠላል። በዙሪያውም ብዙ አውሎ አለ። በላይ ያለውን ሰማይን ምድርንም በሕዝቡ ለመፍረድ ይጠራል። ከእርሱ ጋር ለመሥዋዕት ኪዳን የቆሙትን ቅዱሳኑን ሰብስቡል። ሰማያት ጽድቁን ይናገራሉ፣ እግዚአብሔር ፈራጅ ነውና። ህዝቤ ሰማኝ ልንገርህ እስራኤልም ሰማኝ ለመስክርብህ አምላክህ እኔ አምላክህ ነኝ ስለ ቁርባንህ የምዘልፍህ አይደለሁም የሚቃጠል መስዋዕትህ ሁሉ ጊዜ በፊቴ ነው ከቤትህ ፍሪዳን ከመንጋህም አውራ ፍየልን አልወስድም የምድረ በዳ አራዊት ሁሉ በሺ ተራራዎች ያሉ እንስሶችም የኔ ናቸውና የሰማይ ላዕዋፍ ሁሉ አውቃል የምድረ በዳ አራዊትም በኔ ዘንድ ናቸው ብራብም ላንተ አልነግርህም ዓለምና ሞላው የኔ ነውና የፍሪዳውን ስጋ በላለሁን የፍየሉንስ ደም እጠጣለሁን ለእግዚአብሔር የምስጋናን መስዋዕት ሰዋ ለልዑልም ስለትህን ስጥ በመከራ ቀን ጥራኝ አድንህም አለሁ አንተም ታከብረኛለህ ኃጢአተኛውን ግን እግዚአብሔር አለው ለምን አንተ ሕጌን ትናገራለህ ኪዳኔንም ባፍህ ለምን ትወስዳለህ አንተ ተግሣጤን ጠላ ቃሎቼንም ወደ ኋላህ ጣል ሌባውን ባየህ ጊዜ ከእርሱ ጋር ትሮጥ ነበር እድል ፈንታህንም ከአመንዝሮች ጋር አደረግ አፍህ ክፋትን አበዛ አንደበትህም ሽንገላን ተበተን ተቀምጠህል ወንድምህን አማኸው ለእናትህም ልጅ እንቅፋት አኖር ይህን አድርገህ ዝም አልሁ እኔ እንዳንተ እሆን ዘንድ ጠረጠ እዘልፍሃለሁ በፊትህም እቆማለሁ እግዚአብሔርን የምትረሱ እናንተ ይህን አስተውሉ አለዚያ ግን ይነጥቃል የሚያድንም የለም ምስጋናን የሚሰዋ ያከብረኛል የእግዚአብሔርን ማዳን ለእርሱ የማሳይበት መንገድ ከዚያ አለ
Zarewinu Mezmur Yeholach. Here's today's daily psalm. Salamta Taina Yiskalin. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king. Gormawi Haile Selassie. Here in the authorized, revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, referred to as HSV. Haile Selassie version, and here we compare and contrast side by side with the KJV, today's daily psalm. A couple of first words right here. Here we have Mezmur Hamsa, Mezmur Hamsa, Hamsa, the 50th psalm. Hebraically in the Sefer Tehillim, it says Israel's arraign, Israel is arraign, arraignment psalm. And that word from Amos 9 and 7, are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? Naum Yahuwah, Jehovah says, are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians? So thus, we take this in the Rhema word, Ethiopia, Yisrael, Israel, arraigned. Ethiopians at home and abroad, take heed, Tzimunye. So we have Mezmur Dawit, Psalm of David, Hamsa, 50th Psalm. Bemenfesina, Be'unet Mamlek, Mamlek, to worship, right, to worship. In the divine, it has to do with the divinity and divine. In a sense, often translated as worship, the menfes in spirit, menfes, from the nefes, breathing and the breath and the spirit, the irit, the menfes in spirit and ba'ilnet, ilnet, truth, ilnet, reality, the objective truth, the menfes sana ba'ilnet mamlek, worship in spirit and in truth. The theme of today's daily psalm, Mezmur Hamsa. Besama'ab, Wewelid, Wamenfes, Kadus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. one source in Jemralen, we begin. Beginning with the superscription, Yeh Asaf Mezmor, Yeh Asaf of Asaf Mezmor, a psalm of Asaf. Yeh Asaf Mezmor. Kuter And, verse 1. Yamalik Samlakek is Yavi Hirtanagre, Kuts Ayim Ochajem, Roiska Megbiawa Dres, Midrinat Arat. The mighty God, even the Lord, hath spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. Yamalik Samlak Ekziavi Hirtanagre. The God of gods, the source of sources, Yamalik Samlak Ekziavi Hirtanagre. The sustainer, the father, the generous, the open-handed, generous, Beher, the generous father, the sustainer, Tanagre, Tanagre, have spoken, Ya'amalik Damlak, Beher, Tanagre. Kut Ahayim Mauchajim Ro, from the sun's coming forward, Maucha, coming out, Jemro, starting from the sun's coming forward, coming out, Iska Megbiyawa Deres, till the going, her going, Megbiyawa Deres, Midrint Arat, he has called her, the earth, he has called the earth, and called the earth from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof, Kutahayim Mauchajem Roiska Megbiyawa Deres, Midrinat Arat, Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Kukubrua Uveta Katsionek Gaziabihar, Gilit Ahono Yimeta. Out of Zion, Katsion, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, Egaziabihar, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the excellent, our Father, hath shined. Kukubru Ubet, from his glory, Wubet, the beauty of his glory, Katsion, from Sion, from Zion, Ekaziabihar, Gilit Ahono, is revealed. Is revealed, the sustainer is revealed, being revealed. He comes being revealed. Exiabiher comes being revealed. From the beauty of his glory, from Zion. Kuter source, verse 3. Amlakachin yemetal, zimim ma'ayilim, isat refitu yikatalal, bezuriawima bezu awlo ale. Our source, our God, our source shall come. Amlakachin yemetal, zimim ma'ayilim, and shall not keep silence. Zimim ma'ayilim, isat refitu yikatalal. Isat befitu yikat alal, a fire, isat, a fire shall devour before him, befitu yikat alal, shall burn, yikat alal, isat befitu before him, yikat alal, bezuriawim bezu awlo ale. And it shall be very tempestuous round about him, bezuriawim. And round about him, bizu, bizu, nuff, 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 aulo, aulo, nuff, 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 storms, tempest, aulo, ale, there is nuff, 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 storm. Kuter Arat, verse 4. Belay alawena samayin, midrinema behizbu ale mefreda yiteral. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth that he may judge his people. Belay alawena samayin. That which the heaven, which is above, midrinema, and the earth, behizbu, upon his people, lemefred, to judge, lemefred, yitaral, yitaral. He's calling. Kuta Amist, verse 5. Ka'er sugar, lemeswa'ita kidan, yekomutin, kidusanunna seba sibulet. Seba sibulet, seba sibulet, gather my saints, kedusanun, seba sibulet, gather my saints, my holy ones together to me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice, ka'ar sugar, with me, with him, ka'ar sugar, lemes wa'ita, for sacrifice, a kidana yekomutin. They have established a covenant for sacrifice. Kidusanuna seba sibulet. كوتر سدست فر 6 سماياتا تكوني ناغرال كزياري هرف الراجن نونا And the heavens shall declare his righteousness. Samayat, 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 the heavens of Sidkun, Sidku, Sidku, his righteousness is Sidkun, his righteousness in Nagralu. They shall, the heavens, Samayat, Sidkun in Nagralu. They shall tell Egziarihar Faraj Nawinna. Egziarihar Faraj Nawinna. Egziarihar for Egziarihar, the stain of the good, the generous, the excellent of Father. Is judge Ekziari Her Faraj Nowinna Kuter Sabat verse 7. His bay Simanye Lina Garih Israelim Simanye Lea Meskarvi Amlakisan Ne Amlakisin His bay my people Simanye Siman Siman Hear me Lin Garih Hear me and I will speak his bay. Samanye, Linagarih, Israelim, and Israel, Samanye, hear I, Le Mesakarbih, and I will testify against the I, Le Mesakarbih. Amlakis, Ne, Amlakih, Neng, and the source, God, I, your source, your God, I am, and Ne, Amlakih, Neng. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against the I, God, even thy God. Kuter Cement, verse 8. Sele korbanih yemazalifi haidelehum, yemik atela meswaitihu lgizebe fiteno. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices. Or thy burnt offerings to have been continually, itinually before me, before I. Sile korbani yema zalifih aidellehum yemik atella meswaitih ahul gizeya defiteno. Kuter zeteng, verse 9. Kabetih afridana kamen gahima aurafialina ala wasidim. I will take no bullock. Out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy folds. Kaveitih fridan kamen gahim auraf yelina ala wasidim. Kuter Aser, verse 10. Yemidre bedar awit hulu beshit rarocha yalu insisochima yene nakshawinna. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. Yemidre beda arawit hulu of the wilderness, the arawit, the beast of the wilderness. Yemidre beda arawit hulu beshi terawot yalu on thousand mountains. Beshi a thousand beshi terawot mountains yalu in Sisochim. And the animals, the cattle, interpreted here in the KJV, upon a thousand mountains. Yenne, yehinne, yenne, of I, mine, yenne, mine, nachawinna, for they are. Kuter Asara And, verse 11. Yes, mayenna, wafhulu awkalo. Yemidre bedara witima, benne zennacho. I know all the fowls, the birds, flying creatures, the fowls of the mountains. Interesting right here, Bamarinya, in the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals of Negus Neges, in Kuter Asara An, it says, Yesamayin of the heavens, Yesamayin a'iwaf, Yesamayin a'iwaf hulu, A'iwaf, using this archaic, the g'iz construction for the wolf, the birds, a'iwaf, the birds, yesamayin, a'iwaf, hulu aukalo, all of them I know, yemidre bedar awitim, and the beast, the wild beast, the arawit of the field, it says in the KJV, here it has yemidre beda, of the wilderness, yemidre beda arawitim, bene zenda nacho. They are mine. Ben nezend nacho. Kuter asara hulet. Verse 12. Berabim la'ante ala negrehim. Alamina Mulawao Molao Yenne Nawina. Piradim Lanta La Negrehim Alamina Mulao Yenne Nawina. If I were hungry, Birabim. And if I were hungry, Birabim, Birabim. And if I were hungry, Le'anta al Negrehim, I would not tell thee. Le'anta to the I male. Le'anta al Negrehim, I would not tell you. Alimina Molao Yenne Nuna. Alim, the world. For the world, Alemina and Molao and the fullness and its fullness, Yenne, my, Yenne, Yenne no winna, for it is my. Kuterasra source, verse 13. Yefridawina siga ebel alahune, Yefialunisa damit et alahune. Will I eat the flesh of bulls? Yefridawina siga ebel alahune. Will I eat? Will I eat the flesh of bulls? Yefridawina siga ibalalahune. Yefialnisadem itatalahune. Or drink the blood of goats? Yefialnisadem itatalahune. Kuter asra arat, verse 14. Le egziarihar yem miskanana meswa ita sawa le ulema siletihina sit. Offer to egziarihar, sustainer of the good, the generous Ab Father, thanksgiving. Le egziarihar yem miskanana meswa ita sawa. Le egziarihar for egziarihar yem miskanan of miskana meswa it, meswa it. Sacrifice, sawa, sacrifice, sacrifice, the sacrifice of miskan, of thanksgiving, of gratitude, of praises to Egziavi, the sustainer. Let Egziavi have your miskanan, meswaita, sawa. Let ulema siletihina sit. And pay thy vows to the Most High. Let l'ul, 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 the Most High, the Sovereign. Let l'ulim, and to the Most High, the Sovereign. Siletihina sit. Siletihina sit. Give your vows, your silet. Siletihin, your male vows. Let l'ul, l'ul, to the Most High, to the Prince, to the Sovereign. Let l'ulima siletihina sit. Kutarasra amis. Verse 15. Bemekra kenat rang. Adinehi malo. Antema tatabrenyale. And call upon me, call upon I in the day of trouble. Bemekra, bemekra, mekra, trouble ken day. Bemekra ken in the day of trouble. Terang, 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 terang. Bemekra kenat rang. And call upon I, call upon me in the day of trouble. I dinihi malo, and I will deliver the eye, make the eye safe, make the eye dehna, dehna. I dinihi malo, I will deliver the eye, make the eye dehna antem, and the eye antem, the eye male antem, takabrenyale, takabrenyale, and the eye will glorify. I, that I will honor, I, that I will celebrate, I. Takavrenyale, takavrenyale, antem takavrenyale. Kuter asara sidist. Just a note on that word, there's the honor, word honor and glory. Often translated in the KJV, tends to be two different words in the English, but it comes to the root of kabre, kabre. You get kabre, 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 kabura. You know, the word for honor is the same as the word for glory, but it has a practical application of eye liberating and celebrating. Antem takavrenyale kuterasra sidis, verse 16. Chatiatenyawin again ekaziavi her alo. Lemenante higena tinagrale. Kidane nema beafihe. Lemen to westale. But to the wicked. But to the wicked or chatiatenyao, to the sinner, to the anka, chatiatenyaoin, gin, but to the anka, the lacker, ekaziavihar alo, ekaziavihar alo, ekaziavihar, the sustainer has said, says to the sinner, the anka, chatiatenyaoin, gin, ekaziavihar alo, lemon ante, higainat nagrale, lemon, why? Enter the email again, again, my Lord Tanagarale, Tanagarale. What hast thou to do to declare my statutes? Why do you speak my law? Kidane nim ba'afihi. And my covenant, kidane, kidane nim. And as for my covenant, ba'afihi. In your mouth, in your male mouth, ba'afihi. Lemon to wasdale. Lemon to wasdale. Or that, thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth, ba'afihi. Lemon, why to wasdale? Why do you take my covenant in thy mouth? Uterasara sabat. Verse 17. Antesa tegasas e natella. Kalochenema wodhuala tale. Seeing thou hatest instruction. Antes and the I male tegasas e natella. Tegasas e natella. And you hate reproof. Rebuke, reproof, antes, texas enatella, seeing thou hatest instruction, and castest my words behind the eye, kalochenim, kaloche, my words, kalochenim, wadechwala, wadechwala, behind the eye, tale, tale, and castest my words, the kaloch, kalochenim, wadechwala, tale, and castest my words, behind the eye. Kutar Asara Cement, verse 18. Lebawina Bayehi Gizeya Karsugara Terota Neber. Idilla Fenatahinema Kamenezaroch Gara de Reg. When thou sawest a thief, a thief, Leba, Lebawin, and the thief, Lebawina Bayehi Gizeh, when you, male, the eye, saw Leba, the thief. When thou sawest a thief, kar sugara terota nebar, then thou consentest with him. Here in the Royal Amharic it reads, kar sugara, and with him, with arsu, kar sugara terota nebar, you ran with him, and you ran with him. Leibawin bayahi gize, kar sugara terota nebar, you ran with the thief when you saw the thief. Idilla fentahinim ka menneza roch gara dareg. And has been partaker with adulterers. Had your lot, through casting your lot with adulterers. Idilla fanatahinim kamen amenzaroch, amenzaroch, adulterers kamenzaroch gar adareg. You did, you made your lot with adulterers. Kutarasaras, asarazetain. Verse 19, asarazetain. Afihi kufatina beza, andebetehima shingalana tebeteve. Thou givest thy mouth to evil. Afih, afih, kufatin abeza, abeza. Your mouth, the eye's mouth, afih, kufatin, to evil, abeza. Increase, you increase your mouth, you increase your mouth, abeza, to the kufat, to the evil. Afih, kufatin abeza, andebetehim mashingalana tebetebe. And thy tongue frameth deceit. KJV reads, here in the Royal Amharic, the Book of the Seven Seals, Negusa Neges, the Metzav Kedus, it says, Andevet to him, your style of speech, Andevet, Andevet to him, Andevet to him, Shingalan, flattery, Tebeteve, Tebeteve, give your mouth to flattery. Kutal Haya, verse 20. Tekemte wendemihina maho le na tehima licha in kafata norith. Thou sittest, tekemte, tekemte, thou sittest, speakest against thy brother. Wendemihin amaho, wendemihina amaho, and speakest against thy wendem. Wendemihin amaho le na tehima lich. And the eyes, mother's child, the mother's son, le na tehima lich, in kafata norih, in kafata, a stumbling stone, in kafata norih, you set up, the eyes set up a thing of stumbling for your own mother's son. here in the KJV it says, thou slanderest thine own mother's son. Kutar Hayaant, verse 21. Yehin Adarge Zima Alahu Inendante Honzenat Ratari Izalifahalo Befitehim Ekomalo. These things hast thou for I done. And I kept silence. Yehin Adarge Zim Alahu. I kept silent, Allahu. I kept silent, Zim Allahu. I kept silence with the eye. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself, but I will reprove the eye and set them in order before thine eyes. Inne, inda ante, inne, I, inde, like ante, like the eye male, inne, inda ante, honzen, to be a taret. You thought this is a lifahalo. I reprove the eye, befita him ikomalo. And in your perception, ikomalo. Interesting this word ikomalo. Like I will stand, I will cause it to stand, also in the sense of rising up, almost like resurrect. Right? Resurrect. Right? But in the first one it says tretare, almost like to doubt or to argue. You argued. You almost like argued in a kind of doubtful sense. And then Dante Honzena Taretare is a lifahalo, reproving one, is a lifahalo. Befite him ikomalo, set it in your presence. Rise it up in the eye presence. Kutala Hayahulet, verse 22. Mitaresu enante yihina sataulu. Now consider this, ye y'all that forsake Egeziah, the stain of the good, the generous, our Father, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Egeziah, harin, the sustainer, yemitaresu, y'all that forget, enante, you all, y'all forgetting, you all the pronoun, enante. Oh, y'all who forget, Egziavi, her sustained the good, the generous, our Father. Egziavi, her rinya, mitaresu, enante. Yehin, astaulu. Yehin, this, astaulu. This, consider. Become sense able to understand, to understand this. Understand this. Consider this. Understand this. Become intelligent to this. Yehin as taulu aleziyagin. Otherwise, on the other hand, yinetikal. In the KJV, it says, lest I tear you in pieces. Here it says, yinetikal. Lest it or he tear you in pieces. Yinetikal. Netika. Yemiyadinim, and one to save you. Yemiyadinim. Yemiyadinim, and one to make you dahna. Dena. To safe and safety and well. Yemiyadinim yellem. There be not one to save you. KJV has, and there be none to deliver. Yemiyadinim yellem. Kutarahaya source. Verse 23. Miskana yemisawa yakavrenyal. Yegiziari herinna madana la ursua yamasayiveta menget kazial. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. Miskana yamisawa yakavrenyal. Miskana, thanks, praises, gratitude. Yamisawa, yamisawa, one who sacrifices, offers. Miskana, miskana, yamisawa yakavrenyal. Honoreth, glorifieth, celebrateth, elaborateth I. Miskana yamisawa yakavrenyal. Ye gizyavirin madana larsu yamasayiveta menged. Kazial, Yegziavi Harin of Egziavi Madan, salvation of Egziavi, the sustainer, the Arsu, to him, Yemasayibet, I showing the salvation of Egziavi Har to him, the way of salvation, Yemasayibet, the men get, Kazial, from Theya it is, from Theya it is, Yegziavi Harin Madan, La Arsu, Yemasayibet, the men get, Kazial, Whoso offereth miskana glorifieth I, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright, will I shew the salvation of a Gaziar.
Psalm 50.
Mizmor nun, mizmor le Asaf, 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 Asaf.
The mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God.
El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, Adonai, 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 Adonai.
Even the Lord,
Adonai,
the Lord has spoken.
Diber vayikra aretz.
Called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof.
Mimizrach shemesh ad mevo'o.
Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty.
Mitzion michlal yofi.
God hath shined.
Yavo Eloheinu.
Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountain, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked, God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes? Or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instruction, and castest my words behind thee? When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentedst with him, and hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself. But I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright, will I show this.
Ar'enu ve'yesha Elohim.
Salvation of God,
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 Here, here, here. Basic Hebrew. Here, here, here. Baby Hebrew. Shema Yisrael. 1 to 22. Abba Gadaha. Wazahata. Yaka Lama Nasa. A Pa Sa Ka Ra Sha Ta. Again. Basic Hebrew. baby Hebrew, 1 to 22, 22, 22, 22. Ah, ba, ga, da, ha, wa, za, ha, ta, ya, ka, la, ma, na, sa, a, pa, sa, ka, ra, sha, ta, 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 ah.
מזמור נון, מזמור לאסף. אל אלוהים אדוני דיבר ויקרא ארץ, ממזרח שמש עד מבואו, מציון מכלל יופי אלוהים הופיע. יבוא אלוהינו ואל יחרש, אש לפניו תוכל וסביביו נסערה מאוד. יקרא אל השמיים מעל ואל הארץ לדין עמו. אספו לי חסידי, קורתי וריתי עלי זבח. ויגידו שמיים צדקו, כי אלוהים שופט הוא סלע. שמעה עמי ואדברה, ישראל ואעידה בך, אלוהים אלוהיך אנוכי. לא על זבחיך אוכיחיך, ועולותיך לנגדי תמיד. לא אקח מביתך פר, ממכלאותיך עתודים, כי לי כל חייתו יער, בהמות בהררי א'. ידעתי כל עוף הרים, וזיו שדי עמדי. אם ארעב לא אומר לך, כי לי תבל ומלואה. האוכל בשר אבירים, ודם עתודים אשתה, זבח לאלוהים תודה, ושלם לעליון נדריך. וקראני ביום צרה, אחלצך ותכבדני. ולרשע אמר אלוהים, מה לך לספר חוקי, ותישא וריתי על יפיך? ואתה שנאת מוסר, ותשלך דברי אחריך. אם ראית גנב, ותירץ עמו. ועם מנאפים חלקך, פיך שלחת ורעה, ולשונך תצמיד מרמה, תשב באחיך תדבר, בבן אמך תיתן דופי. אלה עשית והחרשתי, דמית היות אהיה חמוך, אוכיחך וערך לעיניך. בינו נא זאת שוכחי אלוה, פן אטרוף ואין מציל, זובח תודה יכבדני, ושם דרך אראנו בישע אלוהים.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips.
Shalom, Chabarim. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias Tzedek. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun. Psalm 50, Mizmor Non. Psalm 50, Psalm El. Here, in the Sefer Tehillim, it is themed, Yisrael, Israel reigned. Hear, 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 Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, Psalm 50. A psalm of Asaph. God, God, the Lord, He has spoken, and He called the earth into being. Here, the Aleph verse, the first verse of today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Non. Mizmor Le Asaf, El Elohim Yahuwah, Diber, Vayikra Aretz. El Elohim Yahuwah, Diber, Vayikra Aretz. The heretics ask Rav Simlai, what is meant by the words God, God the Lord, He has spoken? What is meant by the words El Elohim Yahuwah Diber? Rav Simlai answered, Scripture does not say here, quote, they have spoken, end quote, or, quote, they called, end quote, but he hath spoken, and he called. Scripture does not say they have spoken, or they called, but he hath spoken, diber, and he called, wayikra. And here, the Midrash note, here to Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Non, to Psalm 50. Here, the occurrence of the three names for God, for Ha'el, for Elohim. Here, the occurrence of three names for God was used by them as an argument against his oneness. When the heretics ask Rav Simlai concerning what is meant by the words God, God, the Lord. What is meant by the words El, Elohim, Yahuwah, God, God, Jehovah, he hath spoken. El, Elohim, Yahuwah, Diber. So the occurrence of the three names for God was used by them as an argument against his oneness. Here the heretics, the Minim, they were evidently certain kinds of so-called Christians who were arguing in favor of the doctrine of the Trinity.
Of the Trinity.
Of the Trinity.
Of the Trinity.
Later,
the Trinity.
Later,
the Trinity.
His disciples, his Talmudim, said to Rav Simlai, Ribon, Master, thou, the eye has put them off with a broken reed of an answer. But what answer will the eye give us, give I and I? He said to them, his three names are one. As a man may say, artisan, builder, and architect. And why does Scripture here mention three times the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why did Scripture here mention three times the name of the Holy One, blessed be He? To teach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created His universe by three names that stand for the three goodly attributes of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. By these the world was created, as is said even in the Mashal Mishlei Shlomo in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 19 to 20, where it reads, "The Lord, by wisdom, founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the depths were broken up. Yahuwah bechakma yasad aretz. Konein shamayim abia tevunna, bidaitoa tehomota nivaka'u, ua shechakima yira efu tal. Jehovah, by wisdom, founded the earth. Yahuwah, bechakma yasad aret. By understanding, he established the heavens. Konein shamayim bi tevunna. By his knowledge, the depths were broken up. Bidaito. Tehomota nivaka'u, and the skies drop down the dew. U shechakima yirefu tal. The tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, and Hamishkan, and the tabernacle. The tent of meeting and the tabernacle were also built to stand for these three attributes. As Ha'el, the true good, the true God, as Elohim said, even in Shemot, in Exodus 31 and 3. I have filled him, Betzalel, with the spirit of Elohim, in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge. Vaymalei oto aruacha Elohim, vechakma uavitavunna uavedaata uavekola melacha. And I have filled him with the spirit of God. Vaymalei oto aruach Elohim, in wisdom, bi'chakma, and in understanding, ua bitabunna, and in knowledge, ua bitda'at, and in all manner of workmanship, ua bikola malaka. So too, the name of Elohim, the name of the true good, the true God, is repeated three times in the verse, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 4 and 24, where it reads, "For the Lord thy God is a devouring fire, a jealous, a zealous God." Ki Yahuwah Eloheka Eish Okla Hu El Kana. For Jehovah thy Elohim, true good, true God. Ki Yahuwah Eloheka Eish Okla a devouring fire, a fire that eats. Eish or Klahu, he is a devouring fire. El Kana, and El, true good, true God, zealous, a zealous El, or in translation, a jealous, Hebraically, El Kana, a zealous El, true good, true God, source, power, almighty. Ki Yahuwah Eloheka, Eish or Klahu, El Kana. And again, in the verse from Yehoshua, from Joshua 22:22, the children of Gad, the children of God said, God, God, the Lord, God, God, the Lord, he knoweth. Here in Yehoshua, in Joshua 22:22, the children of God said, God, God, the Lord, God, God, the Lord, he knoweth. Uvne Gad, El Elohim Yahuwah. El Elohim Yahuwahu Yodeah. And the children of Gad, of God, and the children of Gad said, El Elohim Yahuwah, El Elohim Yahuwahu Yodeah. Lamaze, why does the phrase God, God, the Lord, El Elohim Yahuwah, El Elohim Jehovah, why does the phrase occur twice here as we have in Yehoshua, Joshua 22:22, El Elohim Yahuwah, El Elohim Yahuwah, Hu Yodeah. Once, to stand for the three attributes by which the world was created, and once again to stand for the three attributes whereby the Torah, HaTorah, whereby the Torah, the directions, instructions, was given. As is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 5:9, for I am the Lord thy God, a zealous, a jealous God. Ki anochi Yahuwah Eloheka El Kana, for I, he who be, who ye be, thy Elohim, am a zealous El. Ki anochi Yahuwah Eloheka El Kana. Hence, here it is said, God, God the Lord hath spoken and called the earth into being. Here. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun, the Aleph, the first verse. El Elohim Yahuwah Diber Vayikra Aretz. Ani Chozer. El Elohim Yahuwah Diber Vayikra Aretz. El Elohim Yahuwah Jehovah Diber hath spoken, he hath spoken, Diber Vayikra Aretz, and called the earth into being. You might think that the earth was called into being separately and the heaven separately, but no. The two were called into being together, as is said even in Isaiah, in Isaiah, in Isaiah 48:13, where it reads, yea, my hand hath laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand hath spread out the heavens. When I call them into being, they stand up together. They stand up together to gather. Here, Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 48:13. Afyadi yasada eretza vimini tipacha shamayim korei ani elehem ya'amdua yachdav. Hear, yea, my hand hath laid the foundation of the earth. Af yadi yasta eretz, and my right hand hath spread out the heavens. We mean niya tipacha shamayim. When I call to them, korei ani lehem, they stand up together. Ya'amdua yachdawa. Af yadi yasta eretz. We mean ni tipacha shamayim, korea ni elehem, ya'amdu yachdau. God, God the Lord, called the earth into being, from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. Hear, the Aleph verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Nun. El Elohim Yahuwah diber vayikra retza, miya mizaracha shemesha ada mevo'o. When a mortal forms a figure, He either begins with his head and finishes with his foot, or begins with his foot and finishes with its head. Not so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not so, the Holy One, the Idol One, blessed be He. When Elohim, the true good, the true God, formed man, He formed him all at once. As Scripture says in Yirmiyahu, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 10 and 16, He is one who forms all at once. Ki Yotzer HaKol Hu, He is the former of all things. He is one who forms all at once. Here, Yirmiyahu. Ki Yotzer HaKol Hu. Therefore, hence, here, it is said, from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. Mi Mizrach Shemesh Ada Mebo'o. From the rising of the sun, Mi Mizrach Shemesh Ada Mebo'o, to the going down thereof. A little note here, Hebraically speaking, Ada Mebo'o, to its going forward, to its going. Ada Mebo'o does not mean, literally, Hebraically, going down, but rather to the going, to its going forward, to its going, literally to its going. Mimi Zracha Shemesh Ada Mebo'o, to its going forth. Ad Mebo'o, Ad Mebo'o, Ad Mebo'o. And whence and where did Ha'el, the true good, the true God, did Elohim call the world into being? Mitzion, out of Zion. For the verse, here in today's daily psalm, the Beit verse, the second verse that reads, out of Zion, the perfection, the perfecting of beauty, Mitzion, Miklala Yofi, out of Zion, Mitzion, Miklala Yofi, out of Zion, the perfecting of beauty, Mitzion, Miklala Yofi. This refers to the perfecting of the beauty of the world. Miklal Yofi, referring to the perfecting of the beauty of the world. What is meant at the end of the verse by shine forth? By shine forth, Hebraically, by Hofiah. Hofiah. What is meant by the end, at the end of the verse, shine forth? It means that Elohim gave light, gave illumination. For God shined forth, Elohim Hofiah, clearly means His gift of light, His gift of illumination. As is said even in Eob, in Job 37:15, where it reads, God caused the light of His cloud to shine forth. Hiteda b'sum Eloha e'lehem v'hofiah or enano. The fuller verse, dost thou know when Eloha, when God disposed them and caused the light of His cloud to shine, and caused the light of His cloud to shine? Hiteda'a bisum Eloha elehem v'hofiah or enano. Minnaim? Whence? Where the proof that this mizmor speaks of Elohim, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, calling the world into being? Because the word perfecting, miklal, miklal, perfecting is used in the Mizmor. And it is said in the chapter on creation, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, the heaven and the earth were perfected, and all the hosts of them. Vaykulu hashamayim v'haaretz v'kola tzva'am, and the heaven and the earth were finished. Vaykulu hashamayim v'haaretz v'kola tzva'am, and the heaven and the earth were finished, were perfected, were finished, and all the hosts of them. Vayakulu hashamayim v'haaretz v'kol ha'tzva'am. And when Ha'el, the true good, the true God, when Elohim destroys the world, He will begin with Zion. He will begin with Zion. As is said even in Yirmiyahu, in Jeremiah 9 and 10, where it reads, I will make Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, heaps. V'natati eta Yerushalayim, and I will make Jerusalem heat. V'natati eta Yerushalayim. And therefore, furthermore, in Yirmiyahu, even Jeremiah 4:27 reads, the whole earth shall be desolate. Shemama tehiye kol haaretz, the whole earth, the whole land shall be desolate. Shemama tehiye kol haaretz. And in Micah, 7:13, it reads, the earth shall be desolate for them that dwell therein. V'hayta ha'aretz lishmama ala yoshveha, and the land shall be desolate for them that dwell therein, that dwell in Ha. V'hayta ha'aretz lishmama ala yoshveha. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, renews His world, He will renew it, Mitzion, out of Zion, Mitzion, as is said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 2:2, where it reads, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the first of the mountains. V'hayta be'achrita ha'yamim nakona yihyeh har beit Yahuwah be'rosh he'harim, and it shall come to pass v'haya v'haya w'haya, and it shall come to pass w'haya be'achrita ha'yamim, and it shall come to pass in the end of days be'achrita ha'yamim nakona yihyeh har beit Yahuwah, that the mountain of Jehovah's house shall be established. Nakona yihye har beit Yahuwah b'rosh heharim, as the top, the rosh, b'rosh, in the rosh, the head, b'rosh heharim, in the top, as the top, as the first of the mountains, b'rosh heharim. I do not reprove thee, the I, for thy sacrifices. Here, 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 today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun, Psalm 50, here, at the Chet, at the 8th verse, Lo, ala zevacheka, o chicheka, I will not reprove thee, I, for thy sacrifices. Rav Nachman taught in the name of Rav Berakiah, if a man intends to do a righteous act, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, writes it down before Him as if already done. For the verse goes on, to say, thine upsoaring thoughts are continually, itinually before me, before I. Ve'oloteka le'negdi tamid. Thine upsoaring thoughts, ve'oloteka, are continually, itinually before me, before I. Le'negdi tamid. Or, in the other translation of this, and thy burnt offerings are continually before me. V'oloteka le'negdi tamid. Midrash, here, Midrash, no. Leviticus Rabbah, Vayikra Rabbah, 7:3. Literally, olot. This means things that come up, things which come up, things which go up, things which ascend, olot. So here we have v'oloteka, which most translators translate as burnt offerings, but also Hebraically, thine upsoaring thoughts, thy ascending thoughts, v'oloteka le'negdi tamid, are continually, itinually before me. And here, 1 Kings, chapter 5, verses 2 to verse 4a, it reads, and Shlomo and Solomon's provision for one day was 30 measures of fine flour and 70 measures of meal and 100 sheep, for he had dominion over all the region. First things first, a difference in the numbering between the Hebrew Masoretic and the KJV. Here we find this picking up on this reference that Hebraically may be 1 Kings chapter 5 verses 2 to 4a, We find this actually in 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 22, where it reads, "And Solomon's provision for one day was 30 measures of fine flour and 3 measures of meal." Vayehi lechem shlomo yom echada sheloshim kor soleta veshishim kor kamach u'ameyatz on, and 100 sheep u'ameyatz on ki hu arode bekola ever, and he had dominion over all the region. Rav Yehuda Judah said, "Shlomo, Solomon had 1,000 wives, and all of them prepared banquets. Every Isha, every Eshet, every wife, every day, for each hope that Solomon would dine with her." Solomon had, according to this scripture right here, beside harts and gazelles and roebucks. Levada me'ayela u'atzavi ve'yachemur. Now, wilt thou fetch up a ola, a burnt offering for me, for I, who have dominion over so much more than Shlomo, than Solomon? Hence, hear, even today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Non, Psalm 50. I do not reprove thee for thy sacrifices. Lo, ola ze ba cheka, o ki cheka. I do not reprove thee for thy sacrifices, since they are already mine. But for what do I reprove thee? For what do I reprove thee, I? Hear, according to the daily psalm, here at the 19th verse, Psalm 50, verse 19. For that thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Pika. Shalachta v'ra'a u'alishonka hatzmida mirma. Thou hast let loose thy mouth. Pika shalachta for evil v'ra'a, and thy tongue u'alishonka frameth deceit hatzmida mirma. When thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Pika shalachta bi'ra'a u'lishonka tatsmida mirma. When Rav Jose ben Chalafta was a boy and used to play with other boys, a man saw him and said to him, quote, "Thy father, Avika, should be told that instead of studying thy lessons, thou playest with the boys." Rav Jose answered, "As thou livest, what is it to thee? What is it to the eye? If thou tellest Avi, my father, he will strike me. He will strike I. Thus, like this, thou will accustom thy tongue to the speaking of slander. Hence, hear. When thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit, thou, the eye, wilt slander thine own mother's son." Pika shalachta v'ra'a u'lishonka tatsmid mirma b'vena imka titena dofi. Thou, the eye, slanderest thine own mother's son b'vena imka titena dofi. He who offereth thanks, young for eyes is thanks, glorifies me. Hear. Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Non. Psalm 50, here at the 23rd verse. He who offereth thanks glorifieth I. Zobeach toda yikavdani. Whoso offereth the sacrifice of thanksgiving honoreth me, honoreth I. Zobeach toda yikavdani. Yikabadat ani, honoreth ani, honoreth I. A thanksgiving, a toda, is nearer to Ha'el, the true good, the true God, to Elohim, than all other offerings. For these are brought only because of transgressions. A thank offering, a todah, is dearer to Elohim than all other offerings. Why? For these, the other offerings, are brought only because of transgressions. Thus, therefore, in Eob, in Job, you find it said, even in Job 1 and 5, Job offered burnt offerings. For Job said, quote, "It may be that my sons have sinned. It may be that my sons have ucked up." Vayahiya kiya hika hikifua yemeya ha miya shite vayishlacha Eob. Vayakadishem vehishakima babokar vehe aila olota misapara kulam kiamara Eob ulaya hata ua vanaya ua vera ua vera verekua Elohima via levavama kaka ya isse Eob kola hayamim. Hear. Job 1 and 5, the fuller verse. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Eob, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned, have ucked up, and cursed Elohim, the true good, the true God, in their hearts." Thus, like this did Eob, did Job continually, itinually. Vayahi ki kifua yemeyaha miyashite vayishlacha Eob vayakadishem vihishakim ababokar viheilah olot misapar kulam kiamar Eob ulaya chatoua vannai O verakhu Elohima bi el babama kakoha ya iseyo bakola hayamim. But the thank offering, the toda is brought freely. The thank offering, the offering of thanks and praises, yang fu aizes, the thank offering is brought freely. Thus, like this scripture says, even in 1 Shemuel, in 1 Samuel 15:22, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice." Hine Shemoa mizavachatov. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. Hine Shemoa mizavachatov. And also, in the words of Psalm 40 and 7, Hebraically, where it reads, "Sacrifice and offering thou the eye didst not desire, mine ears hast thou opened. Sacrifice and offering thou the eye didst not desire, mine ears hast thou opened." Zevach uminka lo chafatta. Sacrifice and meal offering, zebach, u mincha, sacrifice and the mincha, the meal offering, zebach, u mincha, lo chafatta, azanayim, karitali, mine ears hast thou opened, azanayim, karitali. Literally, Hebraically, "Mine ears hast thou pierced, hast thou dug out. Mine ears thou hast pierced, hast dug out. Aznaim karitali. Mine ears the eye has pierced, has dug out, so that they are not stopped up. And I and I is able to hear the declaration of Ha'el, the true good, the true God of Elohim's will, that superior to sacrifice is Shomea, is obedient, is hearing and obeying to his moral law, to HaTorah, his directions, instructions, the teaching of his majesty. Glorifieth me, glorifieth I, yekabadani, yekabadani, glorifies me, glorifies I, hear, hear, hear. In the 23rd verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Non, Psalm 50, hear, 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 verse 23, yekabadani, yekabadani, glorifies me, glorifies I. Glorifies me in this world as well as in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. Hear, 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 Midrash note. This comment is explained by the fact that the noon in Yekabadani, glorifies me, is doubled. This comment here is explained by the fact that the noon here in Mizmor Non, here in the 50th Psalm, the noon, the Hebrew letter noon, is doubled in Yekabadani. It's doubled. So that one noon, it applies to this olam, to this world, and the other noon, to the Olam Haba, to the world to come. To him that prepareth a way, hear, 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 same verse, with Samderek, Areinu, B'Yesha'a Elohim, to him that prepareth a way, with some derek, to him that prepareth a way, to such as those who light lanterns in dark entrances, I will show the deliverance of Elohim, the true good, the true God. Areinu b'yesha'a Elohim. I will show the deliverance, the salvation, the yesha'a. Areinu b'yesha'a Elohim. After deliverance, victory, the yesha'a of Yeshua b'yesha'a. After deliverance by a mortal enslavement can still follow, but after deliverance by Hak